Hi, everybody. As Kathy mentioned, my name is Mike Brooks, and today I'm going to discuss the five keys to maximize renewals. I'll tell you a little about myself because probably you know, a lot of you folks don't know who I am, and give myself a brief introduction so you guys can get to know who I am a little more personally. With my partner, Mike Zandri, I own and operate Zandri's Martial Arts in Brookfield, Connecticut, and we've owned the school together for about 5 years now. You know, when we started just 5 short years ago, we were grossing, like $5,000 to $10,000 a month if we were lucky, which is awesome number for some folks, but for us, you know, it was barely, we were barely making it. I was getting paid nothing, and he wasn't getting paid enough to keep him from having to work a part-time job. And this July, we had a record month. We grossed over $40,000 for the first time ever, and that was unimaginable to me 5 short years ago. And that's the reason I discuss that is because the secret to that has been doing things like this. And as the first of the folks speaking this week, I just want to say this is an outstanding thing that Member Solutions is doing and continues to do. And you're going to get a lot of information this week. And what I did to become successful, according to my own measures, and everybody's measure of successful is different. Some people want to break even. Some people want to rule the world. I mean, it's everybody's and anywhere in between. So to get there, I did things like this. I listened to every single possible conference call, speaker. I went to any seminar that I could go to. And I started purchasing small products from Maya and NAPMA. You know, I bought Melody Schumann's stuff, Tommy Lee's SBSS system, Tom Callis's stuff. And those things changed. Listening to that information and implementing that information changed our fortunes. As we got bigger and as we got more successful, that amount of money that we spent and amount of time we put into it got more. So what I'm pre-framing here is that don't stop. When you start growing, continue to spend what you have to. It's not an expense. It is an investment. I mean, if I told people what I spend a month on educational material and consulting, it might make some people nauseous, depending on if you just ate or not. But we've been doing this for a long time, and our needs are different now. You may have seen us in MA Success. They did a story on us about a year or 2 years ago on our partnership, and I wrote a feature article for MA Success recently. And since then, Maya has also, if you were at the Super Show, they had a gigantic, like, 30-foot picture of me with a testimonial, which was really, really embarrassing to have to walk around the Super Show with people seeing that gigantic thing. And they've used us in their advertisements since. Powerful Words likes to use us in their ads. And the reason they do is because we use their tools, and we've had great success with their tools. So, again, I want to preframe that it's really important to listen to these folks this week. It's going to be awesome. A while back, Joe Galea had asked me to be one of the team leaders in the first consulting apprentice, so that's kind of how I got my start with this, and I was incredibly flattered by that invitation. He's been a huge mentor to me, and the folks who mentor and consult in Member Solutions continue to be an amazing resource. So I've only got about 30 to 45 minutes here to speak, and I know I'm going to go over. What I did is I have a website that I put out, and if people are interested in getting some value out of this conference call, I'll give you that website, and what you can do afterwards is go to that and register to do another teleconference, because I know I've got about 5 keys here, but within those 5 keys I've got probably 18 points on each one, and I just know I'm going to miss some things, so I've kind of put this together to do a free teleconference for the folks who are on this call, so I'll talk about that a little bit later. Want to talk about something that's really important here, the 80-20 principle, and the person who was talking before the recording started, who said that they've been getting a lot of value out of these conference calls, it's because of one simple word, and that's action. And the 80-20 principle is basically started as an analysis of the distribution of wealth, and this person who created this observed that 80% of the wealth was created and owned by 20% of the people. And it was later understood that this applied to almost everything. For example, I'm sure you guys have heard this, 80% of your results come from 20% of your efforts. 80% of your profits come from 20% of your customers. This is an interesting question because also we can turn this around and say if this applies to everything, then 80% of the schools that open this year are going to close, and only 20% of them are going to stay open. That's a scary thing. Of those 20% who stay open, then 80% won't be really successful. They'll just be making it. And of the 20% that are really successful, maybe only another 20% will be super successful. So So knowing these things, I don't say this to be a downer. What I'm doing is I'm saying these things because action is so important. You're going to hear things from me today. You're going to hear things from other folks this week that are going to be things that if you just listen to them, you're not going to get a whole lot out of this. You've got to write down these, you know, these ideas and implement. That's the secret. And what we want to do, what I wanted to do when I wanted to understand how to be successful, I went and found people who were successful to listen to and found out how they did it. Another thing is that people want to, a lot of folks that I talk to want that one big thing that's going to get them to enroll 20 students. And I'm urging everybody on these calls to not look for that one thing because it's not about that. Success is about all the little details that you do. As you grow, those details will get smaller. Okay, so if you are in the situation where you just opened, you may get some ideas that are going to profoundly change and impact your business positively. But if you have been open for years and you have 200 or 300 students, you're going to need to really look hard for those little gems and details that can make a profound change. And the more you know, the more it's going to be in the details. So let me get into this right away here, is five keys to maximize renewal. The first key is attendance, your attendance system. And if you're not taking attendance, that's what you got to do immediately when you get off this call is get an attendance system. If everybody's got paper, I want you to do a little test here. Grab a piece of paper and take a pen and write down how many active students you have right now. And you should know this off the top of your head. Hopefully everybody knows this. I know how many active students I have because I look at it every single day. It's something I'm analyzing. That's a secret here is that you need to know this every single day. How many students are active in your school right now? Number two, on the other side of the page, I want you to write down attendance. How many people are coming to class last week at least once? How many people came to class last week at least once? Okay, so you have two numbers on the page. If you have those two numbers are equal, then you're in good shape. The key is with attendance is that your active count is not what you may think it is. And I'm going to bet, I'm going back to the 80-20 principle a lot, that 80% of the folks on this call, if you guys wrote it down, you wrote down two different numbers. And it can be anywhere from 50% difference to 80% difference. The number of people who are active in your school at any one time are the number of people that came to classes last week at least once. Okay, so I know when I started, I thought I had 135 students. That's what my database told me. That's what the system on Member Solutions told me, how many people were being billed. But it turned out we only had 80 active people. Those are the people that you're going to be losing over time because once a person doesn't come to class, they are one step closer to quitting. If I didn't come to class last week because I injured myself, I stubbed my toe, I got lazy, I was Christmas shopping, it doesn't matter what the reason is, this week I'm a little more inclined to not go again because with martial arts, it's all about the routine. We want to keep people in the routine. So keeping track of that number is going to be really important for your renewals because you don't know who's going to be leaving your school. You need to target those people that are going to be leaving your school, but you can't wait until their membership is up. Okay? You can't wait until that day when their membership is up. So if your system your attendance system is going to be telling you an awful lot. Okay? Now, when you look at those two numbers on your plate, what can we do to get those numbers up, to increase those numbers, the number of people that are attending class every week? We want that number to be as close to our active count as we possibly can. So let's talk about the attendance system that's in place. At the end of the week, you should be able to tell how many students came to class last week once, how many people didn't come to class last week once, and if you want to step it up, what you want to do is mark something on it, and it doesn't matter what your system is. It can be attendance cards. It can be, you can keep track of it in MarshallSoft, but you want to have something to look at each week to see if they're a third report to see if there's sporadic attendance. Because if I came last week, but that was the first class I came to in a month, then there's something that needs to be addressed. So you're constantly monitoring your system of attendance to see who's coming to class and who's not coming to class. If I didn't come to class last week once, I should be getting something in the mail, a We Miss You card, or a call. Now, a lot of people, when we started doing this, I really thought, and my partner thought, that this was an obnoxious thing to do, to call everybody. You know, if they miss 7 days, I'm on the phone with them. And that is, but it is hugely important, and it will change the way things are going in your school, I promise you. Because what happens is people quit for all different reasons. People stop coming. And we want to minimize the amount of people that quit. So if we're doing that, we can't hope that everybody's going to stay our student, because that's just not reality. People move, people die, people go away to college, people just get bored with it. But what we're looking for is that person who was in class and got punched in the face during sparring and now is afraid to come back and step foot in your school. If you wait a month to talk to that person, you've lost that person. Probably, okay, I'm not going to say there's nothing that's 100% here, but probably you have lost that person. If you call them after they haven't been there for 7 days, you get to the bottom of that problem. You have the opportunity to set up a private lesson. You have the opportunity to explain the system. You have the opportunity to fix it, to get them back in your school and back in the routine. So what we want to do is be on the phone with them, contacting them that week, okay, that they're gone. And we even go a little further, and we have half-week calls where we call either Wednesday or Thursday, and we're looking for those people who haven't come to class yet this week, okay, and we're trying to set an appointment for them to get themselves actually into class. So we're on top of this, and it's a paradigm shift. When we used to look at it as obnoxious that we're calling these people and harassing them, it's not. It's a customer service that we're here saying, we're not a gym. We don't want you to sign up and then we'll never see you again. We want you to come in class and use your membership. We're here as your partner to help you set goals and achieve your goals, and we can't do that if you're not in class. We don't want you to pay and not come. Okay, so that's number one, is your attendance system. And I'm not going to say one attendance system is better than the other. You just, at the end of the day, at the end of the week, you have to know how many people came to class once a week, once that week, how many people did not come to class once that week, and you should know who the sporadic people were and get on the phone with them and call them. Number two is upgrades. An upgrade system is a huge thing for your renewals, and it's a huge thing for your school. If you're not doing an upgrade system, I'm not saying go out there and start an upgrade system tomorrow. That is much more complex. And again, if that's something people want to talk about, I can set up that next call to talk about the details of how to set up an upgrade program. An upgrade program is simply, for those of you who don't have an upgrade program, it's a different level of experience. Okay, and it's paramountly important to have that, I believe. And I've seen that our school has exploded since we've had a robust upgrade system in income and in retention. Okay, what it does for renewals is ideally you have 12-month contracts. I'm a big advocate of that, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. But if you have a 12-month contract, your upgrade program will be a longer term. It should be more money. It should be a greater level of experience for the student, and it should be a longer term. Over time, what's going to happen is if you can, and some states don't let you, I know Connecticut here, we can only do a 2-year upgrade program because they won't let us sign a contract for 3 years. But if you can, 36 months is an awesome amount of time for an upgrade. It kind of aligns itself with a black belt. So what you want to be able to do is say, this is a black belt club, this is a black belt training program. So you're getting away from a monthly fee, and you're programizing it, where this is a program that you're purchasing that's going to take you roughly to where you should be getting your black belt. That makes more sense than saying it's a 3-year membership. But what that does for you in the end is, if I have 200 students in my school, and everybody's on a year contract, that's 200 renewals I have to do that year. That's a lot of renewals. If I have 50% of my people on 36-month programs, and this math is not going to work out here, but technically, I shouldn't have to renew more than 100 people that year, because I only have 100 people now on contracts. I know it's not that math isn't going to always work that way, but you can see where you have an upgrade program. You have people for a longer period of time. That's less you have to renew them. Okay, so an upgrade program is really important. And a lot of people, I want to talk about a story that I discovered here on one of the consulting apprentices. This is a great example. Some people have problems. The biggest problems I hear are people have problems with doing contracts and people have problems with charging a lot of money for something. It's still in our industry, there's this whole thing about charging a high amount of money, and people will say all sorts of things like, I can't charge more than this because nobody else does. That's all, and this is a deeper conversation for another time, but that's totally not true. You can charge whatever you want, within reason, but you really can charge whatever you want. Now, I had a person who I was consulting with, and he didn't have an upgrade program. He was talking about how to implement an upgrade program, but his concerns were the longer term and the more money that people weren't willing to pay. And then we were talking another day, and he explained to me that a student of his went and enrolled in a jiu-jitsu school or some kind of different art in his town. And he's going to both schools. And I explained to him that's his upgrade program. And Frank Silverman loves to say this. If you don't have an upgrade program for your people will find an upgrade program for themselves. And that's a great example of that. This person wanted to do a different martial art. He wanted a higher level of experience. I mean, think about it, when we all got involved in the martial arts, we wanted to do everything, anything and everything. I know I would have done anything my instructor asked me to. If he said he wanted to try this kind of grappling program, I would have, I was excited about the martial arts, of course. So this person was excited and went out and got his upgrade program and probably paid well more than he would have at that school. You got to figure, no matter where in the country he is, he's paying at least $50 a month to join another school. At my school, he could have done it for $25 more. We could have had that level of experience for him. So upgrades are something that are really, really not only important for the income of your school, but your students want an upgraded experience. Everybody does. So that's number two, is upgrade, and that's going to help your renewals big time. Number three, contracts. Okay, now I'm going to assume, I could be wrong, is a lot of people on this call are probably already doing contracts, because the perception is that if you're not doing contracts, you don't have to do renewals. Okay, there's a lot of folks, I know some, it's very popular now to do open-ended memberships where the person can cancel within 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. I am a firm believer, and I welcome anybody to email me. I'd love to get feedback on this. I'll give you my email address, actually. It's mbrooks@zkick.com. Anybody can email me at any time. And I'd love to get feedback on this, because if anybody's on this call who does not do term contracts, if you're doing open-ended renewal-based contracts, and if you don't know what they are, I set you up to bill $100 a month. You may now cancel that membership at any time, as long as you give me a 30-day written notice or a 60-day written notice, okay? Folks typically think they don't have to do a renewal. So, again, I was saying that a lot of the people on this call probably do contracts, because most of the people who, they don't need renewals, or they think they don't need renewals, but that's actually not true. See, in my opinion here, and I was going to say this is what you can email me, is that if you're doing open-ended contracts, I don't know of any schools that meet my criteria of success, and my criteria of success is to gross over $30,000 a month every month, not just in the good months, but in every month, consistent growth and at a certain level. So I don't know any schools that do open-ended contracts that meet that level of success. Okay, if they are out there, if you all are out there, there's somebody out there doing an open-ended school where people can actually cancel their contracts with a certain written notice, I'd love to hear from you and hear how you're doing it, because I really do want to know, because I don't know anybody in the industry that does it with any level of success. So the other thing is that if you are doing open-ended contracts, if you're doing a contract that can cancel with 60 days notice, technically you are renewing that person every single day. Okay, that's an important concept, because every day that they come to class, they're 60 days away from their membership being up. So having contracts means that they're committed to that program, okay? And a lot of people think, well, my membership, people join my school and the quality is so good, nobody's going to quit. That's not true. It has nothing to do with the quality. And if you look at the industry, how can some of the biggest names in our industry function, and why don't they not do contracts? You look at Mike Chat does contracts. Herb Perez does contracts. Ernie Reyes does contracts. I mean, Ernie Reyes is phenomenal instructor. He does contracts, of course. But that the perception is that we don't need contracts because of the quality of the program. So I'm urging you, if you're not doing contracts, that's something that's important to doing, to maintaining and being able to renew people successfully. Number four is, when is the time to start the renewal process? Okay, it's important to understand that the renewal process starts the moment that person enrolls into the program, which means that we have to build and keep rapport with those people. Okay, we have to understand it. We're teaching great martial arts. I don't doubt that everybody on this call is teaching fantastic martial arts lessons and giving an amazing amount of value every time that person's stepping into class. But we can't just run the class, sign them up, run the class, and then talk to them again 1 year later and say, your contract is up, because then it's all about the money. We have to have a system in place where we're building value and we are doing things that go above and beyond, the customer service, talking to the people about their progress. We have to be doing these, and the 246 calls are a great example. Now, a lot of people, I'm going to guess 80% of the people on this call probably don't do 246 calls. They're hard. There's a lot of stuff going on, but they're huge for your renewal system, okay? And the two-week call is simply, and it doesn't have to be a call. It can be in the lobby. Hey, Mrs. Smith, how are you doing? It's been 2 weeks. Do you have any questions? Okay, that's an easy way to do a two-week call. Just understanding that we want to be here, you know, to answer any questions, help you with your membership. Hey, it's been, you guys have been here for like 3 months. How's it going? Are you guys enjoying the membership? What's he getting out of it? You know, these are times where you can, if you're really aggressive, you can ask for testimonials, you can ask for referrals, you can ask them to upgrade, you can ask them for package purchases. So there's a lot of things that can be done, but you have to be talking to these people. There's a rule that says you should be a touch, which is, means you're shaking hands, you're making physical contact, eye-to-eye contact with that person once a month. We should be looking for 12 times a year when we can talk to each of our prospects and add some value to their, to give them, make sure that they're on track with their membership. So we have to basically make sure that we're continually building that rapport. And what we want to do is at least one time, minimum one time, we have to have a longer term discussion with that person. So we have to sit down and we have to ask about their goals, go over their application. Hey, you circled that you wanted increased focus and grades in school were bad. How are his grades in school? Are they improving? Are you seeing improvement with the program? Solving any problems, you really want to uncover those. Now, Ali Alberigo used to say that is, he used to, I forget how he worded it, but he used to enjoy saying that he was looking for the negative. I forget how he says that, but he would actually ask the question to try and get that negative answer, because if we don't go after that negative problem or the issue that they're having, we can't solve the problem. If we can't solve the problem, we can't renew the person. And that's the important thing. So when you get to the point, and this is an important key here, when you get to the point where you're about to renew that person, it shouldn't be a renewal conference. It should be very, very simple. It should be simply signing the paperwork. And that's what I hear a lot of folks who do the open-ended contracts where you can cancel them will say, well, you know, if I don't, I never have to have a renewal conference. It's too difficult for me to have a renewal conference every year. You know, I have to resell the program. I have to try and convince them to stay. It should not be about that. If you are doing this step correctly, if you are building rapport, if you're building value, by the time it gets to 12 months when they're up, it should just be a formality that we are simply renewing your membership for another 12 months because we're meeting those goals, we're exceeding, we're doing this, we're doing that, all these things. You know the answer. You should be shocked when somebody says they're not renewing. And on the other hand, you should know when somebody's not going to renew because you've been renewing them from day one. So that's an important point. Number four is when is the right time to start renewing? The right time is as soon as they sign that paperwork to become your student. You have to start them immediately. Now, let's talk about the system. So that's step five, is what's the system for renewing? We have to have a good, strong system. And I'm going to give you some details about how to create your own system. There's a million different ways to do it, but what you want to do is get them renewed early. That's a key component to the system. Get them renewed early. Do not wait until the person is expiring. And I've been there. I mean, we get busy, and these people who are coming to class are you know, they're our students. They don't need the attention that the prospects need. I mean, you know, too many times we're focused on how many students we enroll. How many students we enroll, you know, I've got a prospect, I've got a market, and we get busy with things, and then all of a sudden we go and, you know, this person's contract is up, and we go, where is this person? I haven't seen this person in a month. I'm sure everybody's done that on this call, is that at some point you've looked around your class and gone, gee, have you seen this guy? I haven't seen this guy. That means we're not checking their attendance. That means we're not doing these steps in the system, and we're letting them slide under the radar. So if we're doing all these steps, we should get to that point where they're about to renew, and it's a piece of cake, okay? And you know, I don't care whether you have 10 students or 10,000 students. You got to be doing these same things. Some people may say, especially let's go back to attendance to the first point. I only have 25 students so far. I don't need to take attendance. I know how many people are in my class. You've got to have these systems in place from the start. Number one. Otherwise, when you have 250 students in class, you're going to have a huge problem. But also, like I said, did you ever look around the class and go, my God, I haven't seen this person for X amount of time? We don't want to let it get to that point. So getting back to the system portion of this, the first thing we do is we send out a letter. Actually, I'm sorry. The first thing that we do is we create a hot list of who we want to renew. Now, we have an upgrade program. So if we have an upgrade program, it's not necessarily just about the renewal. It's a target list of who we want to upgrade, who is coming up for their expiration. And when we say who's coming up for their expiration, it's anywhere from 4 months out to minimum of 1.5 months out. We never go, let's see, it's December now. So on December 1st, we would never go, who's up in December? Because that's kind of late to be up. Even if they're up in December, who's up in the last week of December? I want to know who's up in the last week of December in January, in November. Okay, and this time of year is a lot like summer for martial arts schools. We tend to, you know, we have the holidays around this time of year. People get busy. People are going to parties. People are doing all these things, and they all of a sudden don't have time for martial arts class. And we know as school owners that this person may love the martial arts, but there's a million reasons why they're not coming back. Okay, so if they take a summer vacation, and all of a sudden this person who was gung-ho back in the rest of the year takes 2 months off. Now they're behind. They may not want to come back because they feel silly. They feel weird coming into class not knowing. They're a belt behind. I mean, you know, there's a million reasons why people are going to stop, not just because they don't like it anymore. They may love it. They just don't want to come to class because their best friend's a green belt, and now they're only a yellow belt. So this time of year is the same as summer. People will take a month off before your eyes without you even realizing it. Now, when they're up for renewals, it's important to keep track of this, because if the person only has, let's say, they haven't been here at all in December. Now, their membership is up in February, okay? That gives us 3 months to renew them. But when they only owe $300 on their contract, it's easy to justify and say, you know what, I'll just skip it. You know, it's only $300. And people do that. In the beginning of their contract, when it's $900, you know, they're not going to quit in month three or four. But once you start getting past month six, month seven, as that number starts to tick down that they owe, it's easier to justify not coming back. So if you have people who are up in January, February, even into March, it's really important now to put them on your hot list. Okay, so the system is to get that hot list of who you have to renew and who you want to upgrade. And of course, you're going to prioritize it by date. Anybody who's up in December, you should be on the phone calling them today. Okay, the people who are up in January, we would want to get on the phone with them pretty soon. And the system that we use is sending out a letter. Okay, we send out a letter that just simply states that your membership is coming up. And again, we've done all these little things to begin with that doesn't make this weird. We don't want it to be a letter that they go, oh my God, this is the first time I've talked to this guy since he signed up. What's he sending me a letter that I want to continue for another 12 months, you know? So we want this to not be about the letter. We just want it to be, as a matter of fact, your membership is coming up for renewal. At the end of the month, or next month in January. If it's December now, let's say I've got this person coming up in February. I'm going to send them this letter that says if they re-enroll before January 15th, we're going to waive a down payment. Okay, now this is if you don't have a down payment in your system, it doesn't really matter. You can tell them you're creating a down payment. This is a great way to raise prices, by the way, is adding a down payment and just simply waive it. Okay, offer them something monetarily in this letter that says, you know, upgrade now and save this. What you don't want to do is slash your prices. You don't want to lose. If you're charging $100 a month, you don't want to say, I'm going to give you just $50 this month. Don't cut your income, but you can cut down something that is reasonable, like a down payment. When we sign people up, we get a higher amount in the first month, and that covers the uniform and different things like that. We don't need to do that when we renew them. So that's something that we used to waive anyway. Now we just tell people we're going to waive it. But we have to make them, we're trying to get them to take action in that letter. Now, it's important to not just send that letter and then expect them to come to you. The next thing is you're going to see them in the lobby, and you want to do a face-to-face after you send this letter out and say, hey, did you get my letter? I sent it to you last week. Just needed to get the paperwork done for the membership. Listen, if you sign up now, I'm going to give you the next movie night for free. Can we do this right now? And that's the conversation. That's exactly the conversation I would have with the member. And it's very matter of fact. We've already discussed the progress and everything like that. It's important to make sure they know, again, that it's not just about the letter. It's not just about signing the contract. So it's about continuing that membership. So the letter's face-to-face. Now, if we don't get them on a face-to-face, I don't want to let it go too far without a phone call, especially if I don't get them on a face-to-face because they haven't been to class that week. So that's another conversation. But it has to be a phone call that follows after about 2 weeks. And we want to continue just simply approaching them. We don't want to harass them, but, you know, as the weeks go by, if I sent the letter last week and I talked to them this week, I'll wait another week or so, depending on what they say. You know, if they say, yeah, I'm going to renew, I have to change my checking account, or I have to do this before we do that, so let me talk to my wife. Or we don't know if we're going to pay in 3 payments or pay in full, let me talk to my husband. You know, I'll mark it down to give them a follow-up call. And I may even ask them, well, when can I give you a follow-up call? When can I talk to you about it again? And just get them to commit to a date so that they just take, you know, just any little thing we can do to get them to take action. So if somebody enrolls that same month, I am going to charge them a higher fee to enroll. I'm going to charge them a down payment. So if you don't do that, that's the one thing. If you do have that system in place and you say you're going to waive a down payment, you kind of need to actually charge them that down payment if they don't do it that time. Otherwise, you lose credibility. So that's the system in a nutshell, and that's really very basic, but it's very powerful. And let me review that again. So it's, number one is keeping the attendance, making sure that you're taking attendance in class, making sure that at the end of the week you know how many students came once, how many students didn't come once. And if you have the ability, doing that half-week call on Thursday, Wednesday, you know, we like to do it Thursday early, trying to get them before the week is out. They still have Thursday, Friday, Saturday to come to class. That's going to bring your results up. Having an upgrade program. Number three, having contracts. If you're doing the open-ended contracts and you want to talk about that, I'm sure there's plenty of people who can coach you with that. But, I really believe contracts are a really important aspect to having a successful school. And 12-month contracts. I believe anything less than 12 months, we're asking for trouble. I know a friend who did a six-month memberships for a short period of time because that was what they were doing in the industry at that time, and it killed his billing in the summer, pure and simple. Number four is when the right time to start renewing. We start renewing right when we sign that contract with them, and we have a system in place for following up, checking in on progress, inviting them to special events. Whatever you're doing that's over and above your everyday martial arts in your class, you have to be after making sure that people know about it. Sending out a newsletter once a month. All of these things are going to add value and communicate, keep the lines of communication open, and that's what we're after. So that throughout the year, we've addressed any problems that will keep them from renewing. So remembering that the renewal process starts early. Number five is the system of follow-up, with the system of actually getting the person to sign that paperwork, and that's a letter, a call to action in the letter, and then making sure they know it's not just about getting them to sign a contract here. It's a face-to-face. We're going to talk to them about it. We're going to be very matter-of-fact. It's just a thing we want to do, sign this, get this paperwork signed, and make sure that membership continues and he keeps receiving those benefits, keeps getting, you know, those grades have been going up. He's been doing awesome. We really want to make sure that that continues. So let's sign this paperwork. And that is it. Kathy, you can open it up for questions if you'd like. I don't know whether I went over or not here. I'll stop babbling.
No, you're good, Mike. I went ahead and I opened up the phone lines for you, so if anybody has a question, you should be able to hear them now.
Awesome.
I do have one that's been submitted by Debbie from California Online that I can give you now.
Sure.
Debbie would like to know, how do you waive the down payment if that is actually part of your yearly fee?
Well, that's the deal is that we charge... We added this down payment back when we wanted to, we didn't want to raise our tuition. We were happy with where our tuition was. So we added a $95 down to the thing. And we don't call it a down payment. It's a program price. So when you're coming into our school, we're charging you a program price, which is $12.95 for the year. Okay? It gives us a little bit of flexibility because technically we're charging $100 a month. That's what we want. We never want to really discount that tuition. We want to be careful that, you know, because we don't want to create a, well, I'll give it to you. You know, we're not car salesmen. We want to keep that in mind. But we will usually waive that down payment if we're doing a group special. We waive that down that extra amount if we're doing a special yearly of, you know, something going on in a year. So it's like actually adding, you know, and retailers do this all the time. They're going to add something to their price, and they're going to take off something from the top. Make it look like they're taking off something, but they're really not taking something off. So I'm getting the amount that I want to get. That's important to remember. And depending on the time of year, I can take that $95 out of that equation. But they've been being billed now for 12 months at $100 a month. Okay, so, you know, it's a long time away from that year where they paid $195 down. They may not even remember that. So by reminding them that there is that down payment, that's where it allows me to build some value and give some leverage to get them to take action. So, did that answer that? I mean, essentially, I don't want to take away something that's going to hurt me. You know, if my monthly fee is $100 a month, I'm not going to say, you know, join now and I'll give you $50. I might, and if you're not comfortable and you don't have a down payment, there's a lot of things you can add without causing any pain. Okay, you know, sign up. We've done things where we said, you know, sign up now or re-enroll now, and we're going to give you a $50 gift card to our pro shop, which we know that a $50 gift card is really worth $30 or really costs us $30. But, you know, ideally they'll spend more money. So there's a lot of other things you can do. You know, Parents Night Out may be coming up. You can throw that in. So we want to create some kind of call to action, something so they go, oh yeah, I want to do this, so I'm going to renew early. Because that's the goal, is to get them to not wait. If they're up on February 1st, we don't want them waiting until February 1st to sign the paperwork. We want them to sign it in January. So, did that answer that?
I think so. I believe Debbie is just online, so she had typed in that question. So I believe so. If not, she'll type us some more.
Good deal. Okay. Any other questions?
I don't have any more from the web, so maybe somebody who's on the telephone has a question.
I have a question. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, Mike. Miguel from Colorado Springs. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Mike, I take it you have a black belt club and maybe even a master's club?
Yeah, we actually have three levels. We have black belt, masters, and leadership.
And what do you charge for each one of those?
It's basically just $25 more a month, depending on the program. So, you know, the first program is $25 more, the second program is $25 more, the third program is $25 more. Each program is inclusive of the program before it. So if you're in the master's program, you're paying $150 a month, but you're also getting the black belt club stuff and the basic program.
Okay. And do you charge a down payment for those?
Yeah. Yeah, we charge $195 down for the basic, $295 for the black belt, $395 for the masters, and $495 for the leadership.
Great.
And
thank you.
Yeah, sure. And we adjust, you know, we adjust those based on, you know, we're almost always giving everybody $100 or more off on their, you know, their down payment if they're upgrading. Well, thanks
a bunch,
thanks,
Mike.
Kathy. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week.
All right, thank you. You too.